Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making hay maniacs. That's right, it's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingHay.com. And we are kicking things off on a bitter cold Thursday morning. And I got to tell you, I didn't hardly want to get up out from underneath the covers this morning, as it's a little chilly out here in the great state of Oklahoma. But we are here, we're up, we're ready to go, and I am going to pick up right where I left off yesterday and letting you fans know that, you know, my frustrations yesterday were not geared towards any particular person out there or any particular thing that was going on. It was just a bad morning. And, you know, we kind of need those every now and again to kind of give us a wake-up call. And lo and behold, if we didn't get it. Kind of starting to find the answers that we're looking for and making some things happen out here with Making 8 and the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are excited about what we're about ready to launch. And you guys are just going to have to stay tuned. You know, we talk a lot about staying tuned here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Really, I assure you some great things are about to come from the wire here, and I think you're going to like them. This is an opportunity for you fans to be humble, hey, things that are happening here, and hey, we're going to keep rolling with it, you know. I've got a lot of fans out here that are, you know, have been helping out with discussions, and you guys have been doing a fantastic job. We want your input. We want to make this show about you, the fans. To make it for you. We want to make it user-friendly. We want to make MakingHay.com what it should be, and that is a true network. The first of its kind, the only of its kind, and I can assure you that we are going to set ourselves apart from everybody else in the business. We are a one-of-a-kind, unique opportunity to get a hold and get a grip on what's going on in the road and bull riding community, and this is what it is all about. It's about getting you fans closer so you can be there supporting these events. We want you guys to have the knowledge and the know-how and be that leader out there at these events. And we're going to make that happen for you right here on Making 8 Rodeo Network. The Lunch Hour Rodeo Show's going to keep rolling. Great guests that are lined up during this break because PBR is not going to be on Versus. So what do? Well, some great ideas, and we've got some big things happening right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. I think you all enjoy. We're going to be bringing you some live video streams. We're going to be bringing you some of those things that you guys so wish that you guys could get a hold of and be a part of. Now, I will tell you that some of this stuff is going to be done out here during the winter months. It's a little chilly. If you can't make it out to these events or you'd rather sit at home and sip on your hot chocolate by the fireplace, well, you're going to have that opportunity to do it. As Making 8 Rodeo Network is really starting to set ourselves apart, and we are proud to do that, and we're proud to have each and every one of you fans here on board with us. I can assure you of that. We do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a call. We want to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always Cowboy Logic. Now, I will tell you that we got some great suggestions yesterday by doing a 10-question segment, and we're going to be able to launch those. If you guys want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call. If you guys have questions, maybe you maybe you want to have the opportunity to ask your favorite writer particular questions, we're going to give you that chance. We want you guys here, and we want you guys to be a part of this. So that is why the Make It Radio Network is what it is. And we are just, we're happy to be here. We do have a guest lined up here on today's show, Mr. Sam Medlock of Allied Bull Riders. You guys have heard us talk about it. You guys have heard us talk with him. You've seen us from the live video streams there with Allied Bull Riders. You know that Make Hank is the official voice of Allied Bull Riders, and we are proud to do that. Well, we're going to finally check in with Sam Medlock, the head coach of Allied Bull Riders. We're going to have an opportunity to talk with him, and we're going to find out how things have here in the last couple weeks. Now, we gave you guys the introduction of Allied Bull Riders just a couple weeks ago from Montgomery, Texas, as we were broadcasting live at the training camp. We then took to Little Rock, Arkansas, not just with the five-time Rob Smith, but also with the Allied Bull Riders. Five guys were entered up, and we're going to talk a little bit with Sam a little. And then we're going to catch up as he actually had, I believe, three or four Allied Bull Riders sitting out in Las Vegas during the PBR World Finals. So we're going to be able to catch up with him. We want to let you guys know the lines are open, 646-915-9. Want to have an opportunity to ask Sam questions, maybe talk with him a little bit about the coaching. We are going to have that opportunity for you guys. So make sure to get the phone number down so you guys can call in, and we will have an opportunity for you here in just a little bit. But I got a whole new passion, you know, and working with a guy like Sam Medlock has really given me a lot of that. This guy is so passionate about the sport of bull riding and about the sport of rodeo that he wants to see things go to a new level, and we're proud to be a part of that. And we're proud to have an opportunity to bring that to you fans so you guys have a close-up and personal concept of what this new idea is coming into the bull riding world. So lots of opportunities for you fans. Remember, 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We definitely want to hear from you. Make sure you guys get the phone number down and open up these phone lines for you in just a little bit. Once we get started, we're going to talk with them a little bit, and then we'll have that question and answer deal ready for you. If you guys don't want to call in online, you can always leave your questions or your comments in our chat, and we're glad to have you part of that as well. We're going to take the first response. You can find them. Make sure to go check them out. It is Thursday. 2 days a week in rodeo fans. Let's get it. You're listening to the radio show right here.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my fall, it's black as a nightfall. My first delivered night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
That's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a Thursday afternoon, and it looks like we've got some of our fans that we haven't seen in a couple of days with us at johnson.net. Glad to have you back with us, darling, and we are just starting to get back ready for the week. But, you know, we're a little disappointed because no people from home versus this week. I know what you're going to do, guys. Craziness out there, I'm telling you, absolute craziness. We're definitely going to miss it. We've got a lot of information that is going to be coming at you guys, so make sure to stay tuned to the Makin8 Rodeo Network as we are going to be bringing you some pretty exciting things during this break. And, you know, it's going to give a lot of these guys the opportunity to kind of heal up and get things ready. The Touring Pro events are still going strong, and we want to remind you guys to make sure to get out there and start supporting them, as you will have the opportunity to see a lot of these young guys make their way up and be ready for that first cut they're at on the Built For Tough Series. So, you know, we are just talking before our break that we're going to bring on none other than the head coach of the Allied Bull Riders, Mr. Sam Medlock. So we're going to get him on the line right now. Mr. Sam, are you with us, Hank? I think there we go. Do we got you?
I'm here. How you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm doing good, Sam. Now, let me ask you, have you recovered from Las Vegas yet, man?
I have recovered. I didn't have much choice. I had to get home and catch up on the chores around here at the farm, so right back to life as usual as soon as we landed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do understand 100% as I know about that. Now, see, the luxury that you had being out in Vegas was that you actually had your wife with you. So you guys both came back to a long list of things that you needed to have done. However, my wife was actually back here, and she had plenty of time to sit back and come up with a bunch of
Well, hey, don't get the crybaby into me now, because I have a never-ending to-do list around here with a barrel racer on my hand. So, yeah, we don't want to get into throwing arrows on that one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand. Well, Sam, I'm telling you, I'm glad to have you back here with us, man. And, you know, the first time we had you on our show was the first time we actually had the opportunity to talk. And kind of breaking it in, number one, you were talking about Heroes and Legends reunion. And we definitely want to hear about that. But one of the other things that we kind of were introduced to was this new concept that you have in Allied Bull Riders. And you and I have gotten together. We've, you know, we actually made the trip to Houston during your training camp. And we wanted to kind of know how things went during your training camp. Now, we got to see a live video stream, which, of course, was courtesy of none other than the Making 8 Rugby Network. But we had the opportunity to sit down with you and talk with you and learn about the concept of Allied Bull Riders. What is your take, and how did things go during training camp?
Training camp was awesome. It was really good for the riders. It was really good for me as well. I learn a ton every time I get these pros in here and we start working with them. It's a lot more than just teaching young riders the basics, which is what I do most of the time. And these guys keep me on my toes, and I think each training camp I will be able to deal with them better and help them more, and they're kind of starting to get the idea that, you know, it's kind of a hardcore place. You know, we're going to come in and we're going to lift weights and do a lot of drills, and you know, we saw a lot of people last time, a lot of the riders, you know, really get tired and have to give it 110 to complete it, and then we saw the result the next weekend in Little Rock with everybody just riding on fire there. So, you know, it just kind of shows what a week of hanging out with your buddies, other bull riders, just talking about it and working hard at it, and really just helps you mentally and physically. So everything's going good on this end with the Allied gym and everything. So I'm real excited, and of course we still have a lot of really good juniors training here coming up too that we work with on a weekly basis. And in fact, one of the young men, Charlie Butt, that came out Tuesday night for training, he was saying that during training camp, when the Allied juniors had the opportunity to work with the pro team, he got quite a bit out of it, enough to win his first belt buckle this past weekend. So we're really proud of him, and got a lot of good things going on over here.
Wow. Well, congratulations to him on that. You know, young junior bull riders really did have a great opportunity. But, you know, this was more than just a benefit for the junior bull riders, as the senior bull riders were also able to take time. Guys like Reese Case, Outlaw, Chad Van Amberg, you know, all of those guys were able to get together and not only share their knowledge amongst their peers in the professional bull riders and the Allied Bull Riders team, but also share their knowledge with the junior bull riders. And, you know, sometimes ourselves, we have the opportunity to teach other people sport and about what we're doing. So, you know, that may have benefited. Really a great opportunity. You've got some video footage that's actually out on YouTube in regards to the training camp. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it. You can go on YouTube and check out Allied Bull Riders Training Camp. There's a little short promo on there, and then there's a 7.5-minute video kind of gives everybody an idea of some of the things that we did at training camp. And what you were saying about working with the younger ones, it is an equal payout for the professionals to work with the younger riders, and the younger riders to also be around those guys and be influenced by them and have that help. You know, I believe in the principle that, you know, if you were blessed with something or knowledge, in order to hold on to that, you have to give some of it away sometimes. And that's what a lot of these guys are figuring out, that it's very rewarding to help these other kids enjoy the sport as well. And as long as we can continue that, we can keep bringing young guys into the sport and keep growing it from there, making more bull riders.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. And you guys are certainly doing that. And the things you have set up down there. Now, let's training. I mean, number one, they're cut. They could bunk together. They could spend hanging out, having dinners, and just being a team. And then, of course, you had their wake-up call at 6:30 in the morning to go run their mile and a half run. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about some of the training facility things that you have set up down there. That's a pretty unique city you've got. You know, they almost have like a dorm room together. And foreign press.
Scott, you're breaking up just a little bit. I think I understand the question. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. We can. It's this lovely Oklahoma weather that we're having. Our satellites and cell phone services are not working the greatest.
Okay. Well, it is, you know, Lake Conroe is a really nice place. It has a lot of amenities. Luckily, there's a little condo that's very affordable there on the lake that we were able to put the guys up, which I think to all of our standards is a really nice accommodation. All the guys did kind of pile in there, just like typical bull riders, and it does bring the team closer together. You know, after lifting weights and having the coach push you, it's good to get with your buddies and kind of bond with them and get some air from everybody. And these guys, I've really noticed that they've started helping each other and really started talking to each other, and we're starting to see a lot of camaraderie. So it's not a lot that we're, you know, it's a lot of the training is not all about helping a rider with his technique. A lot of it's just about getting stronger and also getting mentally healthy and getting confident and creating those bonds where you can get out there and get some help while you're in competition.
Yeah, absolutely. It, you know, and there's more to it than just, like you said, getting on the barrels and going through the drills and going through the workouts. It's also just, like you said, spending that time together as a group and getting to know each other and, you know, becoming friends, you know. You see these Brazilians do it week in and week out, you know, and that's something that you guys are instilling in a lot of these younger guys and guys like Reese Cates. And, I mean, these guys are up and down the road together, but outside of the rodeo, how much time are they really able to spend together? And you guys have opened that door as well. So very unique opportunity for any of these guys that are part of Team Allied Bull Riders. And, well, shoot, we're just glad to have a glimpse of it and kind of see how things progress down there. But let's talk about that. You know, other than your training facility, after your training camp that you put together last month, which was actually your second training camp, you guys all went off to Little Rock, Arkansas for a Touring Pro event, right?
That's it. We did. And Little Rock went great. We got a warm reception, of course, you know, with Chase and Reese riding there for us. They're hometown favorites anytime you're in Little Rock, and the place just went off when they introduced those guys, and everybody made really good rides in Little Rock. We had several guys leave there with money, and again, it was just a little taste of you know what us American riders can do with a little bit of effort. Just come together, create a little bit of bonding, go to an event. You know, you don't have to spend every day together out of the month. It's just a 3 or 4 day training camp where we really focus on what we're doing, kind of create those bonds that guys aren't making now because the way the travel schedule's changed. And we really just got a taste of that at Little Rock, and it was really pretty cool to be a part of, and I was really proud to watch all those guys. And you know, some of the guys embrace the training and it helps them in different ways, and it was really good to get complimentary feedback from them on how they felt the training camp had helped them, and that just kind of gives me encouragement and keeps me going as well.
Oh, well, absolutely. And, you know, you're really letting on to the fans out there just how well the Allied Bull Riding team did out there. But you took 5 bull riders out there, and 4 out of the 5 actually took home a little money in their pocket. And that says something right there. That's a statement.
That was a statement. It was a really good bull. It was a really good bull riding. The bulls were really even there, and the guys really stepped up to the plate. Of course, you know, now the guys that we showed up in Little Rock with, it was no surprise. They're guys that have a lot of accolades and have won at other times as well. So, again, that was another part for me to see these guys after training camp compliment the program and say that they felt like in the certain aspects that it had helped them, because again, these are elite bull riders that, you know, they're not the easiest to coach, and it's a lot of pressure to try to analyze a guy that's, you know, got a really good pro career. And so you just have to be real careful as a coach there. And Little Rock was very satisfying for me to watch those guys perform after training camp.
Well, you know, Sam, I'm going to kind of here for a second. You not only got to watch those guys and kind of be that mentor or that coach for them like you are for Team Outlaw Bull Riders, but you also got to kind of lead the way and kind of lead by example. Did you not come out there and turn out a pretty good bull ride there that first night?
Well, I'm going to have to be humble about that. I didn't make the short round. Because there were a lot of good rides out there, but I did have a good ride. It was a fun ride. Afraid the bull wasn't quite enough to get me back, but you know, hey, anytime at 34 years old, you can go out there and face up with a PBR bull and leave the arena feeling like you did the best you could do with him. I'll take that. So I was pretty tickled.
Yeah, Sam, I got back to the concept though. We have four or five guys that are riding for you and Team Allied Bull Riders, and them are already in the short round because of their qualified rides. Well, that kind of puts up some competition for the coach now, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm putting myself out there on a huge limb coaching these guys and riding too. I mean, I'm really holding myself to a high standard. I don't think that I have to I don't think these younger guys expect me to ride to the skill level as they are riding, obviously, because they're younger and I think they're better athletes. But I think they expect me to try hard, you know, and that's one of the things I preach the most is, you know, anything that we work on is not going to work without the effort out there, without that pit bull inside of you when that gate opens to come fighting that bull and do everything it takes to get that whistle. So it is pressure on me anytime that I decide that, you know, I can still enter professionally and these guys are here that I'm training to definitely uphold the effort end of the deal for sure.
I can tell you and be that representative and be that guy. So it really did all work out for that weekend, you know. And you definitely did the bull that you had. It was great watching.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot. I had actually had a couple fans come up to me and express that same thing as well and that they like my ride. And to be honest with you, you know, there's not a amount of prize money that can really replace that because in the end we all go to the bull riding to – you know, show off our skills and what we can do, and when there's a couple fans that can appreciate that, that makes the whole night worthwhile.
Well, Sam, let me ask you something. Now, you're probably that Heroes and Legends reunion PBR World Finals, you're still getting on the back of bulls. Tell us about going into Vegas and being able to not only show your and be there as one of the guys that throughout entire, you know, the entire history player, the star, so that is still growing. That says a lot.
Well, it kind of says a lot, and then a lot of people may think I'm a little bit older than I really am because I started in the PBR, you know, the day I turned 18 and got on tour shortly after that. And just lucky for me, it was a huge blessing to get to ride against all those guys that I grew up watching and idolizing, and, you know, riding against them on the tail ends of their career. And then, you know, I sort of had an injury-riddled career, and there were long periods of time that I spent off of tour and whatnot, but always managed to come back and make it on. And it's always a pleasure, you know, anytime I get back and ride and to see those guys. So just to be out in Vegas with the founders of the PBR and the guys that really made it what it was and what it is today was a real honor. I got to see a lot of cool things and hear a lot of good stuff out there at the Legends Reunion, and it was a real honor to be a part of it. So, you know, what really is not a whole lot more I can say about that other than, you know, not very many of us get to stand beside the people that we idolize and listen to them speak and in person sometimes. And, it was a real pleasure for me. So I had a blast in Vegas.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it was a real opportunity that we got to be there and kind of be that fly on the wall, you know, and hear some of those stories of you talking with some of those guys that you with. And, you know, kind of compare, you know, talk about how these guys, you know, made 90-something points on certain bulls and just remembering these places were that you guys have traveled to and how you guys were able to get up and down the road together was a really cool concept. And I, for one, enjoyed getting that fly on the wall listening to you guys compare those stories.
Well, it was some of the best energy I've been around in a long time. Once everybody, all the old PBR riders got together, the legends, and, you know, everybody was really happy, and there were just tons of good bull stories told that night. I'm sure all of them were 100% true, and it was just an absolute blast. It really was.
Yeah, you bet. Listen, let's talk a little bit about Vegas. Now, you actually brought out one particular, and Reese Cates, one of your team captains there. Let's talk about some of the things that he had to, what you went through as a coach for Allied Bull Riders out in Las Vegas.
Well, you know, we really, everything went pretty good out there as far as the bull riding goes, except for the fact that Reese struggled a little bit in the bull riding. And sometimes when you go in with your confidence low, you know, into the world finals, it can really kind of go downhill on you there. We've since talked about it, and he's feeling confident about the new year. And then, of course, Justin Kuhn made a very strong showing at the finals, winning second in a go-round. And, you know, Justin has always been a tough bull rider. I remember when I first moved up to Arkansas, met Justin and encouraged him to get into the PBR and really tried to encourage him that he could, you know, definitely compete at that level. And I was just really happy to see my good friend out there doing so well in Vegas. And even though he didn't get all of his bulls rode, I will say this, he put out the most effort of anybody out there for sure.
Absolutely, and we all got to really enjoy it, not only us being there for the first round or so, but also being able to sit at home and watch those final rounds. And that's something we have talked a little about here on our shows. There were some situations, and I think any time that you put an event, the PBR competition level, raised to the bar of where it was raised, you're always going to have competition, but there the team that you guys have learned being out there in Vegas working together as a team. Is that correct?
Well, Scott, I don't know if I can answer that. Unfortunately, the reception's pretty bad right now. Would you mind repeating that?
Yeah. You know, going into the PBR World Finals and with the caliber and the way the bar was raised for that level of competition, you as a team, as Team Allied Bull Riders, also ran into a few situations that you guys weren't quite ready for, but you guys were able to overcome. Is that right?
Well, I think the riders did a lot better than I did. Obviously, I think you're alluding to the fact that I did get ejected as a coach from the PBR World Finals. You know, there was a call out there on Justin Coons on one of his bulls that you know, slipped a little bit, and the judges didn't find it to be a re-ride. And obviously, where I stand as a bull rider and as a bull riding coach is that, you know, we leave the judging up to the judges, and we ride the bulls. And you know, I really was leaving it alone there, and then I sort of got carried away in the moment, and they were saying that they weren't going to review the ride, and I saw Justin hit the button, and I chimed in out there from the back of the buck and chutes over the shoulder of Mr. Robinson and Justin Coon, and I was corrected very quickly. I can say that I definitely was shown my place. I did not have a platform there to be speaking on that re-ride. That was definitely between Justin and Jerome Robinson. So I kind of have my hat in my hand with Jerome and Cody. Cody was gracious enough to let me in as a coach and give me an all-access pass and everything to come back there and support Justin and Reese. And, you know, I definitely owe Jerome Robinson an apology. He's got his hands full out there running that thing. And you know, I hope that doesn't reflect in the future on me negatively in any way. I believe that same passion that, you know, gives me the energy to coach these guys and try to help these guys is probably that same passion that kind of got me carried away into that bull ride. But again, I've kind of got my hat. I do have my hat.
Well, looks like we lost you. Not quite sure what all happened right there. But yeah, we definitely got the point. In the sense that, you know, Sam has done something as a coach that nobody else has ever seen before, and that's standing up for the bull riders and, you know, maybe taking some of that heat away from the bull riders and allowing, you know, not to have to get penalized for an incident that he believed he was right on, you know. And it was something that the PBR can now take a look at later on and say, well, you know, the coach did his job. And that, to me, says a lot, you know, for this new concept and what Alabama Bull Riders is doing. So we actually lost Sam off the line there. We'll see if we can get him back here in a minute. But, you know, that was really a great thing and certainly commend, you know, Sam for stepping in there. Whether he was right or wrong, he realized that, you know, maybe the PBR is not quite open and ready for that format yet. And looks like we got him back on the line here, so let's see if we can't bring him on. Hey, Sam, you with us?
All right, I'm back with you.
Okay, bud, sorry about that, man. I don't know what quite happened, but, yeah, it's good that we got you back. But, Sam, we certainly get the idea of what you did out there and taking some of that pressure off of Justin there, you know, and maybe representing some of that emotion that he would have normally had that could have caused him to get some fines or to get penalized for that. And that's kind of the position of a head coach, man, and that's a pretty commendable thing. I don't think the PBR has quite seen it yet or the rest of us bull riding fans have seen that yet.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of it that will come in when the PBR is ready for to have more of a team format and to allow, you know, to have ground rules in place of, you know, what are a coach's boundaries and what should a person there assisting a rider as a coach be able to say or do. So I think that all has to kind of be set in place and it will be in the future and it'll all be ironed out as far as, you know, kind of where that goes. So it's like all the other things as the PBR has grown, they figured it out, mastered it, and continued to grow the sport. So You know, there will be guidelines put in place, and in the meantime, I think us guys helping the riders and whatnot will probably just have to, you know, watch our P's and Q's and definitely be respectful of the PBR and all that they've, you know, where they've gotten the sport of bull riding for.
Absolutely, Sam. And I can't agree with you more on that, man. But I'll tell you, you know, we got to see something there at the PBR World Finals, and the PBR got to see something there at the World Finals that I think is going to be the future of where bull riding is going, and that's the leadership of a coach, a representative to be there and to show support. And, you know, you guys paid off. Although Reese did have a rough week out there, I think that mentally he's got himself prepared going into the 2012 season. And, you know, I think we're going to see some great things from Justin Kuhn as well. But those guys aside, those guys have already been on the Built Ford Tough Series. You've got a lot of new guys that are making a name for themselves as well. And Chase Outlaw, who had a very successful event out there in Las Vegas, as well as Chad Van Amberg, who finished second at the Touring Pro event in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, both of those guys are going to be two of the guys to look for coming up in the near future. You're going to be hearing their names plastered everywhere. Chase Outlaw did real well in Vegas. He took a second at the ABBI there and rode very well, which is a habit for him. A young man like Chase can really benefit from this program as far as the physical training and just continuing to stay in good shape. And now, talking about Chad has really started to develop in the last 6 months. I've worked on and off with Chad several different times here at the Allied facility. He's been out to stay for a week or so at a time. And, you know, Chad did good again this weekend back east, and really looking for bright things out for him. Out in Vegas, he did get one of his bulls ridden at the ABBI and drew really deep. I will have to say hats off to the bull owners that had bulls out in Las Vegas ABBI. They were outstanding, and all the riders were doing good to get a score on those bulls.
Absolutely, Sam. Well, listen, you know, what I'm going to do right now, if we can, is go ahead and open up our phone lines, and if there's fans that want to step out and actually ask some questions to you or to myself, Allied Bull Riders, you guys have accomplished so far, we want to go ahead and do that. 646-915-9940 is the number to call, and you can call in and talk with myself, Sam. So, Sam, I also want to touch in on you know, just you guys plan on going and what you guys are up here in the 2012 season.
Okay, Scott, I'm sorry. I'm still getting pretty static, a lot of static on this end. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, you know, we've opened up the phone lines, and we want to take some callers if we can, but I also want to talk about what is coming up for Allied Bull Riders here in the 2012 season.
Well, you know, right now we've got guys that are going to be on the Challenger Tour, and that's where a big part of my focus is helping some of these younger guys break onto the pro tour and be good enough where a lot of times your money will run out before your heart does. It's very expensive to stay out there on the road. So we're hoping that a lot of this training and preparation will pay off instantly for these guys, helping them out and getting them out there. So the fans can keep up with this on our social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and we're going to be traveling to about, you know, 100 performances next year in the Challenger events. And you can see the Allied Bull Riders riding, you know, events from coast to coast. And we're just super excited about that, and we're super excited to see, you know, what all money we can bring back to the Allied Bull Riders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's some big things that are going to happen. I'm excited about what we have seen so far. But, you know, we're going to give the fans an opportunity to kind of see some of those things as well. As, you know, during this time, Las Vegas and Little Rock, Arkansas, there's been a lot of footage that has been set aside for the Team Allied Bull Riders that we're going to have the opportunity to sit down with next week with you guys down in Houston, and we're going to share with the fans. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's going to be very exciting. You know, it's I think it's really going to help fans put two and two together to be able to see what we're doing out there and be able to see the riding. And a lot of these fans have seen, are familiar with these riders' riding styles, have seen them riding at different venues. And I believe we're gonna have some people perk up their ears and say, hey, this rider's really starting to show some improvement here. So we're looking forward to getting the fans more involved, giving them more video, giving them more information on what's going on with us, and that way they can kind of keep up and be a part of it.
Well, you can bet, Sam, that we're excited to be a part of that as well. And, you know, I can tell you one thing, man. I'm looking forward to the opportunity of getting together with you, sitting back down there in Houston. Hopefully we won't forget any of the Bull Riders' names like we did last time when we were all together. We will definitely be able to share a lot of the footage that we were able to get. And, you know, I mean, like, for instance, Little Rock, Arkansas, we actually had video cameras up there on the bucking chutes and in the arena. It was a good thing Rob Smith was out there, because I'm telling you, you know, I wanted every bullfighter as I was out there running that camera. But you guys have some great footage that we're going to be able to share with the fans, and I can't wait.
Well, I'm really excited to get it out there for them, and also to get fan feedback, and that's a lot of what keeps us bull riders going, and just knowing that our fans are behind us and keeping up with what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I do have to commend you and Catherine on, you know, putting this thing together and doing the things that you guys have done so far. And really look forward to what you guys have in store for the future, not only for the team and Allied Bull Riders, but also for the fans and the sport of bull riding.
You know, we're going to be bringing a lot to the fans next year, and I also know there are a lot of young riders out there that are hungry for information on instructional videos and whatnot on how to get started, and we're going to have some of the different guys that train here at Allied help me produce some videos and put those out there for the young riders so they can be learning and getting their equipment together and preparing to be PBR riders hopefully one day. You know, that's really one of the biggest things that Allied is all about, and that's where we started. You know, I started training these young riders, and then Reese Cates took on a group in Mississippi, and he trains quite a few young riders there. And you know, in the last several months, we've had Lindy Johnson join the Allied group, and has opened a facility at his home in West Texas. And we're just real excited. I'm seeing videos all the time of these riders over around Waco that are going to Lindy's, and they're doing outstanding. And you know, Allied Bull Riders is really all about just making more bull riders and helping these bull riders get to where they want to go in their careers, regardless of what level that may be. So we're really excited about 2012, and really probably the biggest thing Allied Bull Riders has going on is our junior bull riders, and all of them are doing super right now, and we consider ourselves a success as long as we can keep helping these young guys, you know, ride bulls and do it well.
Absolutely. And, you know, making a rodeo now, looking forward to the opportunity of not just following the guys on the pro team, also being able to keep up with some of these international riders that we're going to see of tomorrow, you know, on the Built for Tough series. And I just really enjoy it, man, and want to thank you for the opportunity, you and Kat, for opening up your first and the sport. There?
Yep, I'm still here. Okay. Again, the reception's kind of bad, Scott, but I also want to, the little bit I did heard, I'll respond to. I also want to thank you, too, for giving us a voice and being a part of this, and I'm real excited about you streaming the next training camp and some more videos for our fans out there.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is, Sam, is any of the fans that have been following along with me, and I'm sure you've been kind of introduced to that over the past couple weeks, but, hey, I like to talk. And so if I can talk about something that I love, like bull riding, then that just gives me an opportunity to do what I love to do, and that's be a voice. And so like I said, it just works out, you know, to bring the whole format together like you have, and to introduce the Making Eight Rodeo Network as your official voice. We're proud for that, and we're going to continue to keep striving to bring it closer to the fans and to get the fans more involved with the sport as it evolves into the greatest sport on earth, you know?
Oh, definitely. There, you know, the founders of the PBR just started something incredible, and I think every one of them still believe that this sport is going to go no further. And I was listening to quite a bit of people talking out in Vegas, just listening around to some of the leadership and things in the PBR and how we're expanding overseas and how much expansion the PBR has really had. And I think, you know, we just need to keep training riders because they're only going to keep adding events and the prize money is going to keep going up. So I'm excited for other possibly ex-riders or people that understand the game to start helping their local riders as well, and let's help some of these kids achieve their dreams and get out there and take advantage of what the PBR's created for them.
Absolutely. Well, I that kind of leads us into a question that's coming in from our fans right now. Sam, I know that we really hope to see, you know, Allied Bull Ride training camps set for the U.S. and all over the world, but how did you actually come up with the name Allied Bull Riders? What gave you inspiration to create that name?
Allied Bull Riders, I just wanted a name that just kind of represented us bull riders together. My group doesn't represent anything other than bull riders riding bulls better and helping kids learn to ride bulls. And that's what it's all about. And that's where I just kind of came up with the name. It's just like we're allied. We're all together. You know, all of us bull riders are in the same boat. We all want to make that ultimate ride, and we all want to try to feed our families while we're doing it. And, you know, I just started that, and I believe it's just going to be a safe place for riders to come in, train, you know, get the help that they need, watch videos, and really improve their careers. And nowadays, with as tough as the bulls are, it's so important to have your body physically ready to take the pounding that you do out there riding bulls for a living. So, you know, the name just really comes from all of us together working hard, and that's where I got Allied.
Man, that's excellent. Great bit of information there on the name. We've got some great comments also coming in our chat room right now, and the fans are really excited about being able to see some of the video footage from, you know, the ABBI finals to the, you know, everything that Allied Bull Riders has been doing over the course of the past couple weeks and here in Little Rock, and we're going to have that video footage that we're going to share with them. Now, Sam, it looks like we're going to be down there in Houston next Sunday. So as the weekend, you know, there's no PBR, so we're fixed, and I think next Sunday is going to be an opportune time to kind of bring that to the fans out there so the fans can kind of get ready next Sunday. I believe we're going to do it around 7 or 8 o'clock Central Time, right, Sam?
That sounds good. That sounds like a good time, and yeah, we're going to be presenting them with the videos and hopefully having some callers and hopefully having some feedback and some questions. You know, there's still a lot to learn about creating teams within bull riding and stuff, and I think we're only going to learn from the fans' questions and comments.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to be able to share that with the fans, and you and I are going to be able to sit down and of course be on the camera again, and I'll make sure that we have plenty of notes, and we'll make sure we write down all the names of the bull riders, because I sure don't want to make that mistake twice. But then again, Last time we did a Ustream broadcast, I believe that you kind of made a slip up and calling me Todd. Is that correct?
Well, now, you and Catherine seem to be the only ones that remember that. I'm still claiming no, but apparently I made a little slip up. So, you know, we're going to forgive you for forgetting Reese's name and thinking he might be KCA, so we're going to let that slide one time.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'll tell you, you know, now, of course, like I said, going back to that incident, I could only think of Casey Hayes, and that's a common mistake. But I'm not quite sure how I could get mixed up with Todd, but that seems to be the going trend now. Now, the fans did hear it, and they did make note of it, and that's sort of been the new, I guess you could say, the new joke going around that everybody is calling me Todd. But
I'm sorry about that, Scott.
Well, we are just glad to be part of the team, and if it's Todd that's part of the team, well, then so be it. But, Sam, I want to thank you for the opportunity to take, you know, for you to jump on board here with us. I know you got a lot of things to do to catch back up, and I look forward to seeing Houston here next Sunday.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on today, and all the fans out there, keep following what's going on, and thank everybody for listening in today.
You bet, Sam. Well, for all the fans that are tuning in right now, if you want more information, you can go find them at AlliedBlueRiders.com. The website is still underway. It's still in construction. I'll get some things put together. And we do have the fan page set up, Allied Bull Riders. You guys can find them there on Facebook. You can also find them on Twitter. And we've got YouTube videos coming out, and you guys are going to get to see more and more of those as they get put together. So make sure to stay tuned to that. And, Sam, like I said, man, really look forward to seeing you in Houston. Hopefully it's warmer down there than it is up here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
All right. Sam Medlock with the head coach of Allied Bull Riders, and we look forward to having him on and checking back with us as they start to develop and get things geared up and ready for the 2012 season. Like I said, next Sunday night between 7 and 8 o'clock Central Time, we still got to lock down the time for sure, but we're going to do it prime time, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to see some of the video footage and sit down with Sam and I, ask some questions, get some answers, and we're just going to have a lot of fun down there from Houston, and we want you guys to be a part of that. So make sure to spread the word, and, hey, let's get a grip on it. I do have some cowboy logic that I do want to share with you guys today, and this comes in from our biggest little fan, and Miss Melanie Britton, gave us some great cowboy logic for the day. And this is something that I think that all of us need to take a look at, but I think that the Allied Bull Riders have a pretty good fix on it. Obstacles are to make a person stronger and believe in himself, not to quit. So, you know, as we get thrown obstacles in our path, you know, we just got to kind of step over them or step around them. And we're going to continue to do that. It makes us stronger, and it's not a reason for us to quit. So let's take a strong look at that as we get out there today for our cowboy logic. Thanks, Sam Medlock, for jumping on board with us. And once again, I apologize for all the issues with our reception. And we are still trying to get a grip on these things. But we're going to begin our fans, every one of you, just for jumping on board here with us. Tomorrow is Friday. So let's do it together tomorrow. The Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
you know that everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.